This is Real Pacino for PodTech.net. I'm here with John Greiner, who is the president of Hudson Soft, a well-known video game company of the past, and you know, still ticking as the years go by. Welcome to the podcast, John.
Thank you very much.
Now, John, we're here at CTIA Wireless 2006. Tell us why you're here.
Hudson Entertainment is a subsidiary of Hudson Soft, a Japanese company. We've been around for 35 years. Hudson Soft in Japan has had tremendous success on the mobile side. We're one of the top publishers for Entity Docomo. And about 3 years ago, we took a look at that success and decided to export it to the United States. However, we didn't want to be very, completely Japanese. We wanted to have an American influence to our games and our applications. So we've done a lot of our own development, as well as taken some of Hudson's great games from their huge catalog. And we've been very successful here in the U.S. as a publisher on all the carriers. We have direct relationships with everybody, and we're one of the top players in the mobile content market.
John, what kind of games do you guys have available for those in the States right now?
Our biggest title is Bomberman, which is an all-time multiplayer classic.
Everybody big fan. Loves it. I'm a big fan of that game.
Exactly. So. Everybody loves it. We also have Bonk, which also came from the 16-bit era, the TurboGrafx. We're almost ready to launch that. It'll be another week or so. And Bonk will be out on Verizon, followed by the other carriers after that. So for those of you who remember Bonk, I'm sure this will be a welcome return. The character has not been around for about 12 years. So.
Right, but I see him right there, right now
exactly.
In your booth, right there. I noticed him coming in here.
Exactly.
Now, what makes, and Bomberman's been out for a number of different consoles, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, you mentioned Bonk with the TurboGrafx system. What makes developing a game for a console different than creating a game for a mobile device?
Well, mobile is a different animal. Whereas a console game would take us a year or more to develop, mobile games take us 3 to 5 months to develop. However, the challenge with mobile is developing for all the different handsets that there are available in the market. So, roughly speaking, there's about 250 handsets that we develop for, and that porting process of getting the game to run on each individual handset is very complicated. So it's very time consuming and very labor intensive product to actually get a game out on all the handsets for all the carriers. So very difficult.
John, how many games you guys have out so far?
We have a total of about 30 games that are out in the markets that we serve. We serve markets, particularly Hudson Entertainment serves markets in North and South America, Israel, some other smaller markets as well.
What are your more popular games? You mentioned Bomberman and Bonk. Are there other, you got Fatal Fury. Is that out?
Fatal Fury will be out within about a month.
Okay.
We've got, as far as like old time games, Super Adventure Island. If you remember that game from the 8 and 16-bit eras. We've got a range of gambling games like poker and blackjack that's set in a Western setting. And these are kind of unique games because they're not just gambling games. They're more of a gambling in a certain era. So you're in a saloon-style place, and if you catch your opponent cheating, you can shoot him. Which is kind of fun.
So, never seen that before.
Yeah,
in a
it adds a much more fun element to straight poker, straight blackjack, or whatnot. So
now I'm looking here on the side. Here, it looks like you guys have a Source ad out there. What's your relationship with the Source magazine?
Okay, so the Source magazine is the Bible of hip hop. It's been around for about 18 years, and it really chronicled all the things that have happened in hip-hop music. And if you know hip-hop, you know the Source, and you know their influence. So about 3 years ago when we first came over, we wanted to be in the business of ringtones and music tones. And we needed a big brand. And so we teamed up with the Source, and we've been working with them ever since. It's a very good brand and also a good entry point for us to get into the carriers, because you need to have labels and brands in this business. The deck space on a phone is very limited, and you have to have impact. So this is where we got the Source, and we've managed to grow that into a very nice business. Hudson's is considered the number one hip-hop provider of ringtones and master tones. We have a very large catalog, only hip-hop, but a very large hip-hop catalog that's really focused on having a full breadth of hip-hop music. We have some exclusive, including a new one called by DJ Unk. I don't know if you know who he is, but Walk It Out is a huge hit right now.
Right.
We also have exclusives with Death Row Record artists such as Tupac Shakur,
right.
Snoop Doggy Dogg, and Dr. Dre.
Wow.
And that's exclusive. All their great gangster rap that we got from Koch Music, which we have a good relationship with.
How much is in your library? How many hip-hop tracks you guys have?
I believe we have about 5,000 hip-hop.
Now, are these old-school tracks as well as new songs that are out there right now?
Wow.
And any thoughts or any ideas of maybe implementing hip-hop into the games that you guys are coming out with?
Yeah, actually, we've already done that, and we continue to do more. We have a D12 game.
Wow, okay.
It's a pro wrestling game that we... we showed it to D12. We showed them the game, and they went wild for it, and they wanted to be in the game. So we did a nice deal with them, and we were able to come up with a D12 wrestling game. I don't know if you know Proof, but Proof just died recently.
Yeah.
And so...
is he in the game?
He's in the game, yeah. All the guys are in the game, except for Eminem.
Oh, is he a secret character? You could tell me.
No, actually, he's not, unfortunately. But the deal was a D12 deal, so Eminem already had an exclusive deal with somebody else. So.
Who's the top character you think in that game? Bizarre, I'm guessing?
Yeah, Bizarre, yeah.
The biggest guy.
Yeah,
you know
he's the biggest guy, right. He's also the strongest guy. And the artwork they did in it was really, really cool, and those guys loved it. But we also have, we got a Bob Marley game called Bob Marley Burnin'.
Wait, tell me how that works.
Bob Marley, he's, like I said, we have this tie to music and to games. And because we have our music relationships, but we also have a long, great history of gaming, we're able to pull the artists in from the music world into gaming world. And so Bob Marley, we approached the Bob Marley Foundation, and they loved the idea that we gave them, and we had a very successful relationship and came out with Bob Marley Burning, which is it's a set of mini games based around Bob's music and also his love of soccer. So there's got to be a gaming thing in there.
Exactly. I was under the impression that maybe it could be about something else.
No, but it's not. Unfortunately, carriers are a little bit strict about what we can do.
Obviously so.
But the name kind of says it all. So if you're on your phone and you see that game, you'll be impressed.
John, what else do you guys have on the table, in regards to gaming?
Gaming, we've got, we've got about 15 more titles that we'll release this year. Some of them are casual games. We're also starting our implementation of console over here in the States. So we just came out, through Konami, we came out with Act Zero, which is a console game for Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. And we'll be coming out with Bomberman Land and a few other console games this year, Sudoku, a few others. But I think the most exciting thing that Hudson has announced recently is the fact that the Wii, Nintendo Wii, will have a full selection of TurboGrafx games from the TurboGrafx era.
The virtual console.
Yes, and Hudson is the sole distributor for all of those games. So we went back and we talked to all the previous rights holders for all those great games and got contracts so that we could then publish those games on the Wii. And, of course, we'll take those to the other platforms as well.
How much are the mobile games that you guys have out right now?
Mobile games, depends on the carrier, depends on the game, depends on the timing of the game, but anywhere from $4 to $7.
Okay.
So it's a really reasonable price. And I think a lot of people have taken gaming a little on the phones a little too lightly because there wasn't enough there to really motivate them to go out and purchase a mobile game, but that's really changing. Qualcomm came out with a very nice chipset, the 6550, which is available today on an LG 9800 phone, and that performance of that phone is equivalent to a PlayStation 1. Next fall, they'll come out with the 7500, which is equivalent to a PlayStation 2. So very quickly, you're getting some very, very nice graphics and high polygon counts on your phone. And I don't really like the word convergence because you hear it way too often, but this is what's happening. I mean, why would you have your PSP and your DS if you already have a very nice game phone in your pocket
that
you carry one with you all the time, and games are downloadable over the air? So very nice systems that are coming up, and I think it's really going to bring mobile gaming to a much higher level.
Now, John, do you guys have a website that any of our listeners can go to if they want more information on these games?
Absolutely. In fact, if I may just tell you about the website that we have, it's www.hudsonent.com.
Okay.
As in Hudson Entertainment. And we've got a very unique website. We built it not for corporate views, but really for gaming views. And there's a lot of grassroots stuff. All of our characters have MySpace pages and hang out with very beautiful women.
Can't get enough of those.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So it's very nice, and we really try to run a grassroots effort to get people aware of what we're doing and hit them at a point where, you know, you're browsing and you can learn a lot about not just our games, but we have movie reviews on our site. We have things about Japan, all kinds of very interesting things. So I'd highly suggest people check that out if they have some time. www.hudsonent.com.
ENT.
ENT. Yes.
All right, John, we'll appreciate the podcast. Thanks a lot for the time. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you, Rio. Pleasure to meet you.